USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators on a huge coronavirus relief bill reported very slight progress after talks resumed at the Capitol, with issues like food for the poor and aid to schools struggling to reopen safely having a higher profile in these talks. Multiple obstacles remain, including an impasse so far over extending the $600 per week pandemic jobless benefit, funding for the Postal Service, and an aid to renters facing eviction. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, a lead negotiator for President Donald Trump, said afterwards, "We're continuing to make small bits of progress, and that the administration is not insistent on a small bore approach centered on extending the supplemental unemployment benefit and leaving other items for later." A GOP move to advance a slimmed-down relief package has been a point of conflict, with Democrats asking for more and more in each deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Just 2 months after reopening, Universal Orlando is being forced to lay off a number of workers. Universal said in an email that the Florida theme park was reducing its workforce to reflect current priorities and needs. Universal has put the construction of their new theme park, Epic Universe, on pause because of COVID-19. Comcast, Universal Orlando's owner, reported last week that the company's theme parks division shrank to $87 million in revenue from over $1.46 billion 1 year ago. A New York City prosecutor fighting to get President Donald Trump's tax returns told a judge that he's justified in demanding...
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A high-profile resignation at the top of a news conglomerate, and here's Chris Barnes with more.
The younger son of media titan Rupert Murdoch, James Murdoch, has resigned from the board of directors of the media giant News Corp. His departure decision reportedly because of ongoing disagreements about the strategy of the company and over editorial content. News Corp operates the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, Dow Jones, in Britain, The Times, The Sun, and The Sunday Times, as well as several Australian newspapers. News Corp is seen as a news source with content that skews conservative, but James has been known for being a self-described political centrist. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street is doing a happy dance over Microsoft's talks to acquire TikTok. The software maker's shares rose nearly 6%, adding to gains on Friday after reports of the possible deal first surfaced. The jump added a whopping $95 billion to its worth, a clear sign that investors back what some experts say could be a game-changing transition for a mature technology company like Microsoft. Microsoft confirmed in a blog post that it is in discussions with TikTok's owner, Beijing, China-based ByteDance, about a possible acquisition, noting that it hopes to clinch a deal by September 15th. Microsoft said CEO Satya Nadella spoke this weekend with President Donald Trump, who had been threatening to ban TikTok over its Chinese ownership, about the deal. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.